Forbes, Fortune, Time. These are among the world's best magazines, and they're all available on demand right in your pocket with the Texture app. Texture gives you immediate and unlimited access to more than 160 titles on your tablet and smartphone, tons of exclusive extras, and years of back issues. Explore all the topics that interest you, plus get recommended articles from Texture's editorial team. Right now, Wall Street Journal listeners can try Texture for free at texture.com/Wall Street. That's texture.com/Wall Street.
Sit back, relax, and grab your earbuds. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
With 2015 winding down, there are some end-of-year steps you can take to try to reduce your tax bill. I'm John Wardock. Those tips, straight ahead.
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Financial insights that help you get ahead.
Kay Bell is a tax analyst, and she writes for Bankrate.com. She has looked into what you can do to try to reduce your tax bill. Kay, how are you doing?
Good. How are you today, John?
I am fine. So tell me, what is the number one thing someone can do at the end of the year to try to minimize their tax burden?
I think one that people tend to overlook is to decide whether they're going to itemize or take the standard deduction. And if they're going to itemize, they might be able to do so. If they bunch some of their cost, it could get you over the amount necessary to make itemizing worthwhile. And this is a case where there are a lot of expenses you can count towards your tax deductions, but you have to meet a certain threshold of your income. So if you push some of those expenses into 2015 instead of waiting until next year to do it, it might be just enough to get you over that hurdle and let you itemize this year instead of claiming the standard deduction, which most people do take.
Lots of folks out there have either a 401k or IRA. What can someone do with his or her 401k to try to help on the tax front?
You need to get to your HR, your benefits office, ASAP, and get a form in to get a little more money pushed into your 401k before the end of the year. You're limited by your benefits year, and for most companies that is a calendar year. So get in there and see if you can get a bit more taken out in the last few paychecks you have coming in this month. This money is taken out before taxes are figured, so it saves you a little tax dollars off the top towards the end of the year.
What is the limit for someone?
It's $18,000, so it's a big number there. Most of us don't get close to that at all. Unfortunately, most of us don't take even the minimal advantage of our 401ks, which is putting in a percentage amount which our employers match. And if you're not doing that, you need to do that ASAP because, you know, that's free money. Your company is giving you, it's going to meet what you're giving up to a certain percentage of your income. So you need to be doing that. It's a good benefit, a good match for what you're putting in.
I remember a few years ago, the rules changed. So as you get older, you could actually add more money. What are the limits there for people in their 50s and 60s?
Yeah, that's a good point, John. If you're 50 or older, you can put in an extra $6,000 into your 401k, which brings it up to $24,000. And that amount applies into 2016, too, because inflation wasn't that much. So those numbers are going to apply in next tax year, too.
IRAs, individual retirement accounts, how much money can someone put in, and how should I use that to try to reduce my taxes?
Well, if you're younger than 50, you can put in $5,500 a year. And if you're older, $6,500 a year, that extra little catch-up for those of us who are getting closer to retirement age. Now, most people know they can wait until the April filing deadline to open an IRA and put money in. But if you do it sooner rather than later, you get your money working for you that much more quickly, and it starts building quicker. So if you can open it or add to it this year, it's just better for you in the long run.
Can a person have more than one IRA?
They can, but you're limited by the amount. So, you know, you kind of want to talk with your financial advisor and plan out what's the best strategy. Do you want to have a lot of little ones, or do you want to have one big one? And you can't have an IRA in addition to a 401k, so you want to not miss out on those if you have the extra money.
And one other topic that seems to always come up is giving to charities at the end of the year. What should I be thinking about in terms of donations?
this is always a good time to do this because they're trying to make their numbers. You need to think about, is it a qualified charity? And by that, I mean it's something that the IRS has approved. A lot of charity scams, unfortunately, pop up this time of year trying to take advantage of philanthropic people. So check out your charity, make sure it's a legitimate one, and make sure that it meets IRS regulations, because if it doesn't, you won't be able to count that as a deduction. You also need to make sure you get the money in by December 31st. You can do so by writing a check on December 31st and getting it in the mail that day, or charging it on your credit card, even if the bill comes in or the check clears next year. Because you did it in this calendar year, it still counts.
And I guess key to making the donations is making sure you have the paperwork to prove it, right?
Exactly. Even though you generally don't have to send in a receipt when you claim a charitable deduction, if the IRS ever comes back and asks about that deduction and you don't have any documentation, they can automatically disallow it. So if you need to get the paperwork or have a canceled check or have some kind of statement that indicates what the charity was and how much you gave and when you gave it.
She is Kay Bell, a tax analyst, helping us with some end-of-year tax tips. Kay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let WSJ Podcasts fuel your goals and dreams. Hear more shows at wsj.com/podcasts.